Okay, so as I say, we'll start with the written questions. Do you want me to read it out, Roger? The first one's for you.
Probably better if you read it.
I'll read it, you answer? Okay. So this question was from Andrew Newman. I've been following the ongoing discussion on Open Falklands about the open complaint that has been raised with Shaw. This is concerned with a very serious issue of no geographic resilience for the .fk domain DNS server, as it's located on the Falkland Islands. I understand that if there's a satellite outage, the .fk-based websites could be inaccessible by the rest of the world, and the .fk emails from overseas may be discarded. I understand that currently the communications regulator is responsible for overall management of the .fk domain, and that Shaw handle the day-to-day management of the DNS server. I'm not aware that Shaw or the regulator have made any public statement acknowledging the issue or informed customers if and when it will be resolved. I would like to ask MLA Spink what the current situation is and what plan is in place to correct the situation, which has been ongoing for a number of years and appears to have been missed or ignored by all that have immediate responsibilities for Falkland Islands telecoms. So yeah, as suggested, that is for Roger.
Yeah, I understand this has been an issue even when Andrew was involved in regulation, so it goes back many years. The issue has not been ignored by the regulator, and we have a waiver whilst resolving the issue. Sorting the issue is currently under discussion, and those discussions are commercial and therefore in confidence. But we would expect to see some resolution to the matter in the coming months, and I think the regulator has even more information on her website if anyone chooses to look up there. So.
Okay. Anybody want to make any follow-up comments or questions on that one? No? Cool. Okay, we'll move on to the second then, which is from Phil Randall.